This call is being recorded.
Relaxation. Just let yourself go. Two. And one. Deeply relax. Then go of the extremities of your body as you go deeper into yourself. As you breathe in the light, see that light now moving throughout your body to all areas of your body, filling your body with light. Visualize that. Visualize light going to every portion of your body. Your body just glowing with light now. Now, with your body completely filled with light, focus on your etheric body now, your etheric and your astral body. Go to the etheric body. Become aware of the chakra centers in your etheric body. The 9 chakra centers that have become activated or reactivated within all of us. See those 9 chakras now in perfect alignment up your spinal cord, starting from below your feet with the Earth Star Chakra and moving all the way up above your head to the Soul Star Chakra. All of the chakras in between, the 7 in between. Focus on the colors of each of those chakras now. Starting with the Earth Star Chakra, a deep earth brown color. See the chakras as a ball of energy, a ball of light and energy and vibration. Moving up to the root chakra, see that as a beautiful ruby red color. To the next chakra in the sacral area, orange. Then up into the stomach area in the solar plexus, yellow. Heart center, deep blue green. Just above the heart center, the high heart center, magenta. To the throat area, sky blue. And to the third eye center in the middle of the forehead, purple or indigo. And the crown chakra at the top of the head, gold or violet or silver. And then finally, the Soul Star Chakra, approximately a foot above your head, pure brilliant white. Now, as you focus on all of those chakras and their respective colors, see each of those colors now rising in intensity, the intensity of the color brighter and brighter and brighter. So the ruby red becoming brilliant red, the yellow at the solar plexus, yellow is the sun shining, etc. All of the chakras and their respective colors and the vibrational frequency increasing within those chakras. And as the vibrational frequency increases in the chakra centers, your vibrational frequency in your astral, etheric, and your physical body, as you are still within your physical body now, all raise in vibration. You may even feel that in your spinal cord as the vibration increases, the frequency increases throughout your body. Now, if you take all of those chakras and form them together as one into the soul star chakra above your head, just see them all merging upward and becoming one with the soul star chakra above your head, and all those colors coming together, becoming brilliant white, white light shooting out in all directions, and your conscious knowing self, the you that is you, move now into that soul star chakra. Just let yourself move up right into it as if you were moving up into a small ship, a small vehicle of travel, of which this is. This is your Merkaba light vehicle or your light body. You hear many times of your light body and assuming your light body. This is your light body, which you can now move and travel in anywhere you want to go in the universe. The universe is yours to command in whatever way you want. And let yourself now, in your Merkaba light vehicle or your light body, just begin to rise up and feel the light and the energy all around you and the vibration all around you. Perhaps you, within the brilliant white light, you may be seeing this spectrum of colors within the white light as a rainbow within the light. But continue to let yourself rise up higher and higher, leaving your physical body behind. And as you can, visualize your physical body falling below you so that you are literally leaving your physical body behind. Always safe, though. Know that you are always safe because you are within the light. Your physical body is there within the light as well. And let yourself rise up now, higher and higher, up into the sky, into the clouds, beyond the clouds. Feel the sunlight shining down on you. Or if you are somewhere else in the world where it is not light, just feel the energy and the consciousness as you move higher and higher, freeing, becoming free from the third dimensional consciousness. The higher you go up above the earth, above Gaia, you are moving beyond the third dimensional veil, moving beyond the illusion. And now you come and you can see all of the millions of ships that are out here. Some docked, some moving around, all performing their mission, whatever it might be, whether they are here to assist in some way or just here to watch, whatever it is that they're here for. You can feel their energy, feel their consciousness, the consciousness of millions of beings that are surrounding the earth. And the consciousness of the planets themselves within the solar system. And the energy from the sun of this solar system. Become aware of it. Feel it all. Feel the consciousness in all of the heavenly beings that are out here. And as you look back down on the earth now, and you see your physical body down there, with your visualization, surround your body, your physical body, with the violet light, the violet flame. Just let that flame burn around your body now. See it as if your body were within flames, but the violet flame, not the flame that you think of that burns the flesh and that type of flame, but the violet flame that burns out all the old memories, the old programming within you. That is all that it burns away. But know that it does burn it away. It brings you up into a higher vibrational frequency, so you may feel your physical body now as the violet flame burns around you and is purging out all of the old, Behold, that is no longer needed within you. See it purging out everything, your astral body there as well. The astral body, which is your emotional body. It's burning away, but now see that violet flame expanding, growing, not only encompassing your physical body, but moving out into the surrounding area, wherever your body is located. See it expanding and growing around the village, the town, the city that you live in. Please mute your phone. Violet flame now continuing to expand and grow, encompassing the city, the town, the village, beyond that, the state, the province, the country, the continent, all across the oceans. And you are seeing this from your vantage point. The same vantage point that we have now out in the ships, as we are looking down on the earth, looking down on Gaia, but seeing the beauty of Gaia, green valleys, the majestic mountains, the ocean. Plants, the flowers, all being increased by the vibrational frequency. By vibrational frequency of the fifth dimension and higher. For from this vantage point, you are seeing the earth, seeing Gaia beyond the veil. Beyond the veil that has clouded over man's existence. For so many thousands of years, you are seeing beyond that now. You are seeing interdimensionally into the fifth dimension and higher, seeing the beauty of the planet, beautiful blue planet, blue and green planet, and all the many other myriads of colors within the planet. As the vibrational frequency is increasing, and the violet flame is spread now all across the entire planet, surrounding the planet, burning out all of the old programming of the collective consciousness of man as well. And coming to unity consciousness throughout the planet. Unity consciousness, one. One with the all and all within the one. Feel the energy within you as the conscious knowing self that you are. And within your etheric, astral, and physical body. Feel it all now. You begin to move back towards your physical form. From wherever you find yourself, just let yourself come back now in your light body, coming back down, merging back down into your physical form. All of your chakra centers in alignment once again. But notice the vibration within those chakras, within your etheric body, within your astral body, a vibration that has indeed increased within you. Again, you may even feel it within your physical form. As the energy now, as you come back into your physical body, the energy moving throughout your physical form into all areas of your body, freeing up any blockages within your body where energy could not flow before. See it slowly are freely flowing throughout your body, through all of the meridians in your body. Wherever there might have been pain, twinges of some type, feel that completely being dispersed and purged out by the violet flame. It has purged out much of the programming within you and continues to do so on a daily or even momentary fashion, moment to moment. Now let yourselves come back more fully into your physical form, astral and etheric, all joining back in, your light body back in. Come back now, complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. And I am Saint Germain, and I come to be with you at this time. Always these times of great change that are occurring, change that is continuing to move forward. Even though you may not be aware of it, or you may be aware of it and feel that there's nothing you can do to make things right. But do you need to make things right, or do you need to just be yourself? And as you began this discussion earlier, to stay the course of who you are, what you came here to do. To be those way showers, to be those system busters. That is your mission that continues to move along and at times to change here and there. But embrace the changes within you, embrace those changes. As you become aware of all of the physical reality that is happening around you, always remember that you are separate from it. Do not have to feel any type of attachment to it. For it is still within the illusion. And you, my friends, have moved beyond the illusion. In many respects, you have done this. Yes, of course, there are times where you feel yourself pulled back in. There are those times. But let yourself fly freely now, freely from the physical constraints within your physical body. For you are more and more becoming your light body. You are becoming the conscious knowing self within you that is the divine source within you, that is one with that divine source, that creative source within you. Let yourselves go and become more and more freely who you are. And do not let anyone hold you to that illusion, no matter what happens within the external world. Always know that you are beyond that now, if you allow yourself to be beyond it. Nothing can hold you back except for yourself holding you back. True, your ego is what tends to hold you back at times, but know that your ego is also moving through the ascension process. Your ego is moving to a higher level of itself. You are moving to a higher level of yourself as you are connecting more and more with your higher God self and the guides that have been working with you. Even though you may not be aware of those guides, they are there. They have been assisting you and guiding you in every moment of your life. And trust that. Trust that you are in the right place at the right time and will always be in the right place at the right time if you indeed do trust and more go with the flow. Go with the flow of creation. It is creating life ahead of you every moment. And the more that you can be in the moment and to let go of the external forces that attempt to hold you back, those of the cabal that attempt to hold on to control, know that they have no sway over you any longer. For you are a sovereign being unto yourself. You are free, have always been free. But move beyond the chains and binds and shackles that have held you to this third dimensional illusion. Cut those binds. Utilize Archangel Michael's flaming blue sword of truth to sever any remaining psychic ties that hold you down. They can only hold you down if you allow them to. Be free. Be free to soar into the heavens of your being. And to once and for all, let go of those chains and binds. Let go of the illusion. Move beyond it. For you are indeed beyond it. More and more, it is important for you to trust in yourself and in the plan, the universal plan that is working out. And if you but believe, indeed you shall see. You shall see the creation within your own mind first, and then the manifestation of that creation becoming real within yourself and around you as well. The creation that is creating life moving forward. It is creating unity consciousness throughout the world. Trust. Trust as you continue to move forward, always moving forward, never stepping back. And if you do step back, then simply step forward again and again and again. And before you know it, all of the travails and tumultuousness and the limitations within the illusion of separation will be gone. And you will step forward into a new world, a new age, a new golden age. And will have fully realized your ascension. And the ascension of the consciousness of man. I am Saint Germain, and I leave you now in peace and love and oneness, and that the violet flame continues to purge out all of the old programming and frees you now and forevermore. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Hum. Greetings to one who serves here. Shoshana is here. And we are ready to entertain your questions. And we use that term specifically here, entertain. Because indeed, when we come together in this way, it is entertainment for us. Not that we are laughing at you, certainly not, but we are laughing along with you. We are feeling joyful along with you and feeling entertained. This is entertainment for us. When we can be of service, we are entertaining ourselves. And we hope that at times we can entertain you and certainly entertain your questions as you seek answers. And there are times we think that we have come up with very good answers for your questions. But if not, it is not, then that is okay too. We are ready now for your questions if you have them.
Would there be a question? I'll be the first one to be brave. Okay, so it is a little brave here because I just wanted to ask, because it's been such a ride down here with, are they doing the whole emergency broadcast thing where they bring forth all the information fully in front of the people, or are they not? Oh, maybe it's now, then it doesn't, maybe it's now, and it doesn't, and just over and over again. Which, okay, we're trying to be in the moment, not have expectation, but I would kind of like to know, is that off the table? Is that ever even true that they were planning to, do a whole thing where they take down the mainstream media and they bring forth the, the emergency broadcast system and bring forth all the information on some channel somewhere for people to see? Is that off the table or is it on the table? Is it far away? Is it close? What's the situation?
It has always been, as you are using this vernacular, on the table, and it continues to be so on the table. The answer is yes. This is largely in process here and is moving closer and closer to being manifested in terms that you can understand as this emergency system is broadcast throughout the world. Yes, indeed, it is coming. It is going to be a part of your ascension process, or it is going to actually be a trigger that will move you closer to your ascension process and away from the cabal-oriented control that has been rampant within your civilization for thousands and thousands of years, now quickly coming to an end. Shoshana, do you have something?
We will share here. May we share, dear sister?
Yes, please.
Dear sister, the challenge with the thinking of mankind is time. That events should occur in certain time frames. We will tell you, as you know already, that the consciousness of humanity must reach a pinnacle, must reach a certain frequency before this idea can roll out to humanity, you see. And we will tell you that if you observe the many factors, the many things that are going on in your world, you will find that things like the communication channels, such as the what you call the mainstream news, is dwindling. It is dwindling quickly. And even though the cabal of the world, the big cabal of the world, does not want you to know that, if you do a little research, you will find that these outlets, these main outlets, are dying. They are dying quickly. And the man on the street, so to speak, the journalists that come through what you call your alternative news sources, are gaining momentum and giving you ideas of the truth that cannot be spoken of on mainstream outlets because they are owned by the cabal, you see. So the balance, so to speak, of power in communication is shifting to alternative versus main, and alternative is much greater in this moment. So now, with that being said, that is the indicator that man's consciousness is shifting. And as it shifts, and it will shift, and it will shift so fast once the momentum has reached its height that you will almost not even notice it. And some, and we will tell you this as well, some will not ever hear the truth, what you call the emergency broadcast system. Some will not hear this. But those that are ready, when the pinnacle of man's consciousness reaches its frequency necessary, you will hear it. But please be advised that some will not. And that is just the way it is. Namaste.
Very good.
So let me just check on this. So will they just refuse to listen to it? Is that what you're saying?
They will not have the ears to hear, you see. They may hear it, but they will not take note of it, you see. They will not believe it. And that will happen. That will happen, and that does not matter, because the main authority of the light workers will prevail, you see, and they will hear it. Namaste.
We would add here that those that are not ready to hear it will simply not believe it. They will not believe what they are hearing. They will stay with the old standard way of thinking and will likely not change. But that is okay. That is their path.
Will some be like, just out of curiosity, will some seem like they're not ready to hear it, but upon hearing it, flip sides? Will that occur?
Yes, most definitely that will happen as well.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
Yes. There be any further questions here? No further questions? Shoshana, is there a question out there that you are hearing that is not being asked yet?
We hear many.
Yes.
We hear many thinking. We hear many wishing to speak and then withdraw because they fear that they will not have the quality of question that is necessary to participate. And this is not true. All questions are welcome. Namaste.
Okay, I have a question since you said that. I've been thinking. One who serves.
Yes.
Listen, we are always told that there will be two standing in the field, and it's the wheat and the chaff. All right. Now, is this what maybe we're talking about, those who do not hear? And maybe do not understand, could be the chaff. And could I just ask something about the chaff? And they say one will be taken up and one will be left. Now, does that mean one will be taken up off of the field? Or does that mean somebody will, their consciousness is not the truth and they will not hear what is going on?
We will say it is not a literal terminology to use here. It is not that one will be taken up from the earth and up into a ship, although that could happen, but it is not likely as we are finding things moving forward here. But it is that one will be left behind in the ascension process, and one will be moving forward in the ascension process, you see? One will be left. Chaff, one will move on the wheat. There will be the separation. You are already seeing it happen. You're seeing it happen when you had the virus expression move through, and you had the division of families and friends and all of this. This was the beginning of this, but not the culmination yet. The culmination will come with the emergency broadcasting system. That will be the division time more fully here, you will find, where those that are ready will move forward into the ascension in the various waves of ascension, and those that are not will not. You see? Shoshana.
We will share. May we share, dear sister?
Yes, ma'am, you may.
Dear sister, you must rely on your own wisdom here. As we find it, often you will ask a question and you know the answer to it. And that is okay. You are wise. You know answers and you can give answers here to those that seek them from you, you see. And everything that one who serves has given is accurate. We will just add that the one taken is the one that rises in consciousness beyond the 3D life. That is what the expression means, that no matter where they go, I mean, they may exit the earth, they may rise to a ship, they may remain on the planet, but they have a different perspective. They have a higher level of understanding, and that is what is referred to here. Namaste.
Very good, yes.
Well, thank you both, because, yes, I had an understanding of it, but not fully, like you have said. And that's why I ask, and I ask also for many on the call that might want to know the answer also. So thank you both. I appreciate you. Have a nice day.
Namaste, dear sister.
Good, yes. Would there be any further questions here?
Yes, I have a question.
Yes.
I am still sort of in confusion regarding the money system. And we talk about it a lot, about taking taking our currency out of the banks right now because of, the banks collapsing. So my confusion, and I want to get a little more clear on it, is that will the new currency be there so that we will not lose our money if these big banks collapse? And so I think that, that might help myself and some of the others on the call in our confusion to get a little more clearer on what decisions we can make about going forward with our monies in the bank. Thank you.
What we can tell you is there is a war going on, a battle between those of the dark and those of the light, the dark forces and the light forces. The dark forces are the cabal, the what you call the elite, all of this, and those of the central banking system. And there is those of the light with the new quantum financial system that you have been hearing about. And it is a battle and a war that is going on constantly between the two. One is trying to win over the other. But we can tell you that the forces of light have much, much more behind them than the forces of darkness. The forces of light have all of the civilizations from all of the star planets that are here to assist in this process, as well as the universal plan from the God source itself, you see. So it is all going to work out to your benefit, but it is a belief process. As you continue to believe, you will create. You will see what you believe, not the other way around. So continue to believe in the forces of light working here to bring about this plan, and including the financial part of this, which, by the way, the financial part is just part of the changeover here. There will not eventually be a financial system, for it will no longer be needed. But that is somewhat down the road here, as you might say. So be of good cheer here. Be in good spirits, because it is all working out for the benefit of man as a consciousness here. And not working out so much for those of the forces of darkness. Okay, Shoshana?
Yes, we will share here. May we share, dear sister?
Yes, please.
Dear sister, as we listen to these ideas of removing money from a bank, we would ask, well, where will you put it? Will you put it in an envelope? Will you put it in a safe? Will you put it in your proverbial mattress? Because if the system is collapsing, your money will be worthless. So you can take your money from the bank or these central banking cabal systems and place it in an envelope, but this current fiat currency that is running the financial system of your Western civilization will no longer be, you see. It will not exist. So it will not matter. What we will tell you is that what you are experiencing, and do not fear, dear one, but what you are experiencing is a collapse of a cabal system that must happen for the great changeover to take place. It must collapse, you see. But collapsing is a what you call a white hat operation. These cabal banks do not want to collapse, but the white hat system is forcing its hand to collapse, as you call it. We will tell you that the new financial system will replace it, will spring forward into the great changeover, and you will not lose, you see. You will not lose your position, whatever that may be. You will not lose it, as you are a spiritual light being, and you will not lose it. It does not matter. So do not fear, dear sister. If you wish to remove your currency from the banking system, then do that. If you do not, then don't do that, you see, because it'll all shake out in the end. It will all work out if you do not fear, if you do not panic. Namaste.
And we would add here that fear has been what has been driving the central banking system, the cabal system, for so many years, thousands of years even here. So it is the collapse, as Shoshana is saying here, which will bring about the great changeover, which will include the financial system temporarily here.
And we will add here, may we add, dear sister, maybe add
yes.
One part. If you do, if all do remove whatever monies they have from the Western central banking system, it will advance the collapse. It will make it faster, you see. So if you want to participate from that point of view, you may. Namaste.
Yes. Very good.
Thank
Are
you
there
so
any
much.
Further yeah. questions here?
Can you update us about Trump?
Please be more specific about what you are looking for in this question.
Confusing about the evolution of this leadership. Maybe some clarity would help.
But we need you to be more clarifying in your question. Be more specific,
we,
please.
We will share here.
Very good.
May we share, dear sister?
Of course.
What do you wish to know?
I'd like to see the benevolent changing of the guard that you spoke about one time. That's what I'd like to know, if it's at hand or do we have to go through more turbulence?
Dear sister, we will continue here. What you see in the third dimensional perspective is not the truth, you see. It is not the truth. The one that you know as Trump is highly protected and is controlling much of this. And many of these things that you see, such as his quote-unquote arrest, was arranged. It was arranged to have many change their minds and move forward in consciousness. These are what they call chess moves. What you see is not occurring. It is all moving forward to the benefit of the world, of the light workers. But it tends to be tumultuous, chaotic from a third dimensional perspective because there is much fear surrounding this. But rest assured that the movement of this great leader known as Trump is moving forward and he has much control. Namaste.
Thank you.
Very good. Did this answer your question?
Well, it helps. It helps.
Do not fear.
No. Would there be any further questions before we release channel?
Hey, greetings. One more. Moses here. Lately, I don't seem to be able to perceive my higher self. I was wondering if this is a common phenomenon or if it's just something happening to me. Did my higher self go on vacation? Did something block that communication or not communication, but relationship? Or why could be the cause for that sense of higher self not being there anymore? Thank you.
First of all, your higher self cannot go anywhere because your higher self is you. You are your higher God self, and your higher God self is you, one and the same. I am one with my Father, as he said those 2,000 years ago, and that is you. So do not be concerned about that. And yes, to your first question, are others experiencing this? Certainly, yes, because there is a collapse that is occurring. The collapse of the third dimensional illusionary expression is falling apart more and more. And it is causing a confusion, we will say here, a confusion in many, not understanding what is going on here. Many are confused and have no understanding whatsoever that you have at this point, but even you are feeling confused. And so think how much more those others would be in a confusion state at this point. So just be at peace here. Your higher God self is right there with you, always, never apart from you, never has been apart from you. It is only just the illusion that has created that separation. But if you believe, if you ask questions within yourself, if you ask for guidance, that guidance is always there if you believe it. And even if you do not believe it, it is still there. You just do not perceive it, you see? Shoshana.
We will say that this is a complex subject. We will share here because we are complex. So may we share, dear brother.
Of course. Thank you.
We will share, dear brother, by asking a question. Why do you think your higher self is gone?
Well, last conversation, he's mentioned that he was going to now pass on the role of guidance, and then, you know, it almost sounded like he was busy and he had other things to do, bigger and better things to do. And that perhaps we have perhaps merged a little. And so now, since, you know, he's not outside of me, or from my perception, he's not outside of me, now we are one. So now the guidance, I guess, you know, it's offloaded to another being. That is my current perception, but I would love your feedback.
Dear brother, we will just say that the idea of becoming one with your higher self is the ultimate goal for the spiritual being, so that accessing that wisdom and that understanding is readily available to you, you see. We do not quite understand that your higher self would tell you that he is too busy or he is going to another being. We will say that as you move forward in consciousness, and this is complex, but as you move forward in consciousness, you could have a replacement higher self. You could have a higher self that comes in and works with you, you see. So maybe perhaps that is what is happening. But as one who serves has given, the highest of your higher self, your God self, that which you are connected to your source, is always with you. The levels of wisdom that you receive could be intermediary, could be from one exits, another comes in, another exits, another comes in, just like guides do, you see, as you move along in consciousness. But ultimately, the highest of your higher self that is connected to God, connected to your source, is always with you. So perhaps you have merged with the first intermediary, and the second one is waiting. Does this make sense, dear brother?
Perfectly makes sense. Thank you so much. A lot of previous conversations now come to life. Thank you.
Wonderful. Namaste, dear brother.
Very good. Then we are done for the time. Shoshana, do you have a parting message?
We will just say that live in joy as much as you can, as one who serves often says, as much as you can. Live in joy, live in peace, live knowing that all is well and that all things that point to the great changeover are occurring in time for you. Namaste.
And we would simply say, as you began this call earlier, stay the course. The course is self-directing.
Yes.
Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.